Hello, welcome to the Mama Squad podcast, episode 19. And 10 days, sorry.
11 days.
11 days from today is our 1 year anniversary.
You guys, I literally cannot believe we've been doing this for a year now. That is crazy.
It really doesn't feel like it's been a year.
No, it really doesn't. Like, I actually just feel like we barely do this, and like, here we are, 19 episodes deep and about a year into this. It's crazy where we were when our mindset when we started this, and like, how much has changed to where we are now. Transformation's kind of my thing right now, you guys. So,
and that's actually going to be the topic for today, is transformations. And I'm going to let Sandra kind of take the role on this one, because she is knee deep in this and she is a whole vibe right now.
You guys, I'm telling, there's like no negativity in my circle, in my like frame, like any, I really feel like anything I touch right now turned into gold. Like, it is freaking crazy. I'm gonna do a lot of cursing on this, so like, little kids, little ears, calm your stuff.
Little ears, just turn off, go play with your game or something, I don't know. With that said, if you're really turning everything into gold, you can go ahead and touch any of my fake jewelry. That'd be fabulous.
No, like, okay, so let me just, okay. So, as most of you guys know, because I've talked about it on the podcast, me and my ex broke up it's going to be a year in April, and we were still living together, and it was pretty awful. Like, we get along really well, but it's just, you can't move on when someone's still living with you, so it's, like, hard. Let me tell you how he finally moved out of the house, and it took 2 weeks. 2 weeks of no negativity, no stress, no anything. And my body naturally did what I've been trying to get it to do for 3.5 years. So for those of you guys that don't know, that we broke up because I did not lose enough weight. And I knew this from the beginning, from the get-go. He told me that his, what is it? Like, statue, or like his...
I don't know, his craving, I don't know, his need.
Yeah,
I'm like, not sure.
His checklist, he wanted someone to either be like 120 pounds or 125 pounds or 22% body fat. If you guys have seen me, you know my boobs are like half my fucking weight, because I have big boobs, so 22% body fat was never gonna happen.
That's literally just your chest.
But
not really a big problem for most people, I'm just saying.
But I did lose, he did, like, regardless of how I got here and what pushed me to lose the weight, I was in a very dark place in my life when he met me, and I didn't love myself, and I hated myself, and I was just going down this rabbit hole of deep depression. So regardless of how his delivery was and what happened, I'm glad that I did what I did, because it changed my whole entire life. I started working out Monday through Saturday, like in the morning, 5 to 6:30, like, and I could never lose the weight. Like, I lost like 40 something pounds, and I got down to 131, but I was a skinny fat, and I didn't look like the weight said I was 131, but my body did not look like I was 131. So I like started lifting more, and my body like slimmed down, but I gained weight because I gained muscle mass, and he just wasn't having it. Let me tell you, boys and girls, 2 weeks of him leaving and not having the stress of him telling me that I had to lose weight, my body naturally fucking slimmed down, and I look like a fucking bombshell. Yes, I will say it, because slay queen, that's how I feel.
She just said slay queen. All right, girl, I'm in loving this. Like, I can't. And it's so funny, because I'm on the outside looking into this whole picture of everything happening. And I'm waiting for these moments of her to finally capture herself again. And I called her, I think it was yesterday I called you.
Yeah, it was yesterday.
And like the soon as she answered the call, it was like a whole nother person on the other line. And I was like, wait a second, where's Sandra? Who is this lady on the other line? But also the things that I've been seeing, kind of her post personally and stuff like that, I'm like, God, she's feeling herself. Check her out.
Like, I remember, like, this badass fucking Marine that I used to be in my fucking 20s. Bitches, she's back. Like, I know what I'm worth now. And I am back to working out. I even picked up, so I started Muay Thai this week. Because it's something, like, when I got out of the Marine Corps, I did boxing for 6 months, and I've always wanted to get back to it, but, you know, single parent, two small kids, life happened. Now my kids are older, and now I'm like, I have nothing to lose. I don't have a guy fucking telling me, like, that's stupid, or what are you going to do with that, or anything like that. For the first time, I'm not on any dating apps, and I'm not looking for a man. Oh, God, I feel fucking free. And like everything that I touch is gold. I started a book club. Right now we're reading The 7 Habits of Highly Effective People. You guys check that book out. I am on a grind.
You know what's funny? I'm on my second book for my book club. We're reading a book called The Maid. Well, I'm listening to it because I do not have time to sit down and read.
I was just going to say, when do you have time to read?
When I'm in the car and it is being read to me. Because, like, not only do I get to, like, listen to these books, I'm able to, like, have a reason to get away. And one thing with the program that we've both been on to help us lose our weight and stuff, Joe is always telling me, what have you done for Heather? What was the last thing you did for Heather? Now let's focus, because it's so easy for me to get lost in my kids. Like last week, I didn't have time for anything other than my kids because it was one kid has soccer on a Monday, one kid had a high school thing, the kid had soccer again, and it was just a nonstop week, and there is no time for me on weeks like that. But then being able to reset myself and be like, okay, new week, we're back to normal. I can find the time for myself. Hit the gym yesterday, able to go on my walk.
Yes, girl.
But also, one thing that I've loved is my husband and I have now been able on Saturdays, like we purposely find the time together away from the kids. Like normally it's us both doing leg day together because come on, why not?
Yeah.
Right?
You know it.
But then we go, you know, to the commissary and we do our shopping. Now that he has Bakes Essex again, I am so happy that we get to go back to the commissary because we're saving like $200 a week on groceries.
Girl, that's what I need in my life.
Right? So going back to kind of the transformation part of this, though, you know, it's the mindset where I have to purposely set the time for myself that I would have never done about 6 months ago to say, oh, hey, guys, I'm going to go to the gym. You guys just hang out or whatever. Like, I am purposely doing it. And for me, that's a huge transformation because I've never been really that parent.
It's funny because I was just talking to my friend about this. His son is 4 years old and he is currently in the military. And I told him, like, on our way over here, I was talking to him and I was having this conversation about finding a balance and finding time for yourself. And it's a lot harder when our kids are very, very little, and especially if you have a split parent home, because when you're with your kid, you just want to be with your kids. But you have to remember that you are not just a parent. You are you also. And you need to find time for you.
100%. And I will say, you know, you said that they were in the military. Adding that military aspect too, I feel like also makes it a little bit more difficult. Because this time that you spend with your family, you do value a little bit more, I guess you can say, for lack of a better term, because you know what it's like when you're not there.
Yeah, no, like, and that was his thing, that he was deployed for X amount of time or whatever. But when you come back, like, it's important to find a healthy balance. I am, girl, I am the queen of balance right now.
I might want to take notes.
But, like, I think, and I'm just in such a great place in my life with how everything is. Even, like, this stage in my life, I was telling you earlier how I was talking to my kids separately, one-on-one, about how, like, I don't want my daughter to be in the kind of relationship where I was. And I told her that. And I told her that I am doing these things because I feel powerful again. And I didn't feel that way in that relationship. And I didn't know I didn't feel that way in that relationship because I was stuck, you know, like with this fog of quote unquote being in love, which I don't know if I was, if I did love him. I just did think I didn't love myself.
I think it was you loved the idea of him and not being alone. That's my theory.
I will not say anything because you might be right. I don't know. But I also talked to my son about how I don't think, like, I don't want him to think that it's okay for a man to treat a woman how this person treated me. Don't get me wrong, he is a great guy and he did a lot of great things for me, but I needed emotional stability, and that part of the relationship was lacking. So don't get me wrong, I was not in this like horrible relationship, because I really wasn't. I just emotionally wasn't getting what I needed. So I just want to clarify that, because I don't want anyone to talk shit about him, because he is a great person.
Yeah. And, you know, sometimes people serve the purpose that they're supposed to serve in your life and then they exit. And I want to say 100%, he's a good guy and I can vouch for that. And he definitely served his purpose in your life.
Yeah. And like without him, I loved our relationship and I loved everything that I went through. Would I go through it again? 150%, because it got me here.
Oh, yeah. You had so much growth over those few years in so many different aspects of your life. Like, it's been a battle, but at the same point, it's been growth.
Yeah. Like, I have figured out a lot more about me. I have figured out, you know, finances and stuff. We have 2 houses now. Hoo-hoo. Third one on the way soon. I am, like, all around, it was really just the emotional piece that I was missing. But that is so important. And now I just know that, like, whoever my person is, like, you know, I need that. And I won't settle for anything less when it comes to the emotional.
Mm. 100%. Don't ever settle. And for those of you who are listening who are probably like, that is relatable, just know, like, there is a light at the end of the tunnel if you're in a dark spot. Like, there truly is. And
yes, girl. Yes, boy. Yes, there is.
Like, it just is. And, you know, I am obviously opposite of Sandra.
It's like the story of our podcast, how we're like complete opposites.
You should just call it the opposites. But, you know, I've been with my husband. We're going to hit 14 years next month. We've been married.
Holy crap.
I know. I can't believe it. But, you know, we have had to grow, communicate, and like really let each other know, hey, like, this is what I need. And, you know, things have changed over the years and we have both transformed into the people that we are today, because 17-year-old Heather definitely was not the same person that I am right now. And it's crazy to see the growth. Like, my husband has landed some really great jobs. And, you know, I'm in a place where I'm happy with the way our life is going together. And I'm able to start focusing more on the podcast and our business and like everything else that kind of comes along, and being able to see our kids to me, it's all about my kids, but like their development over time and people telling me, like, even though you had your kids at like 19.
Girl, don't even though be like, yes, I did. Thank you, boo. Because I know, like, I did.
Your kids are better than plenty of these other children. And I'm like, I thought I was going to break it. But hey, I ain't breaking. You know, so it's one of those things where like life is going to have its dark spots. That's just how it is. It's how you get out of that dark spot to the point where Sandra is today. Like, she is like this glowing star over here. Literally, the light is like pointing at her and her face is glowing.
Tell me more. Tell me more. You guys, like, for real, like, I'm telling you, I probably annoy the shit out of my friends right now with how much positive I am. But I can't fucking help that I'm high on life right now. Fuck. Hug me, touch me, call me, text me, like...
What are you, Kim Possible? The adult version of Kim Possible.
I know. For you guys, it's been such a crazy ride. And for, like, the people that have known me for, like, when I was, you know, in the Marine Corps and, like, out of the Marine Corps to this... you know, few years where I actually, more than a few years, because it was really after I got raped that, like, I just kind of downward spiraled. And now I'm just like, I got therapy. I fucking got out of a relationship that I wasn't supposed to be in. I am like, I am good.
She's flying high. I love it.
High.
For anybody who is kind of in that spot, and they're working their way back towards that light that you're at right now, what's the one thing you would tell them? No pressure.
I know, right?
But I'm putting you on the spot.
Yeah. Really? I'm just going to quote Nike and just say, just do it. whatever it is that you want to do, just fucking do it. Like, most of the time, look, it took me, like, what, 14 fucking years to get into a fucking MMA gym because I was always so intimidated. And I'm like, what do you have to lose? Just fucking do it.
I agree with that. Just take the time to do it and to understand what you're going to gain from it. Krav Maga is my gig. I love Krav Maga. And I've literally driven all the way to Georgia for Krav Maga classes because,
girl,
I love the guy who, you know, taught it when I was a military spouse, and we put together this free class for military spouses. I feel like being able to feel like you can defend yourself is just the most rewarding thing I have in my arsenal of defense. In case any chaos ever happens, I can protect myself.
That's not why I'm doing it. That's probably a good reason. You know what? Maybe I should tell people that's the reason why I'm doing it, because I'm just doing it because I want to. Whatever it is, though, that you guys just want to do, like, we're right now in our point in our lives, we're really big into like exercise and things like that. So, like, whatever it is that you want to do, though, whether it be that painting class or pottery class, or
you want to know what I want to do?
Going after that boy.
No, not that one. No, seriously, if you want to go after the guy, go after the guy or girl or whatever you
Please
want.
Please make sure that they're not married or with another person. I just want to throw, I feel like I shouldn't have to throw that out there, but I'm still going to.
Welcome to the world we're in today. 101.
What do you want to do?
I want to write a book.
You know what? My friend is writing a book and it really inspired me. I am actually collecting, and I've written like a 5 poems so far. I have said when I was in college that I wanted to write a book of poems, and like I've written 5 so far, and I'm just like,
oh, that's good. More than I've done. Wait to go, girlfriend.
God, someone take me out dancing, please.
All right, next hangout night, dancing. We have to find time for that.
I know. You have to find time for that.
Dang. She just called me out. But for real, like, people, your transformation is extremely important in every aspect of your life. And listen, it's not always easy to get to the point that we're at today, but it is 110% worth it. If you ever feel that you're alone in the battle of getting out of the dark place and transforming your life for it to be this beautiful glowing thing sitting across from me, reach out. Reach out to someone.
I just realized you're talking about me. I was like, what is she talking about? It's me. It's me, y'all. It's me.
Oh, she's extra.
I am.
But I love it. So with that, I want to thank you so much for listening to the Mama Squad podcast. You can find us on Instagram, TikTok, Facebook. And again, it's a 1 year coming up and we cannot wait. There's going to be some posts coming out about how we're going to celebrate. So make sure you keep an eye on that.
Yay!
Have a great week.
Be beautiful.